The main concert on Roxol tonight is Fairport Convention, who were recorded on this concert in Frankfurt, in Germany, in February of 1971. Fairport was by this time a four-piece. They'd lost the late Sandy Denny and also Richard Thompson, and the lineup is therefore Dave Swarbrick on violin and vocals, Dave Mattox on drums, Dave Pegg on bass, and Simon Nicol vocals and guitar. They start off with another of these electric jigs. It's one called Dirty Linen. And then they go into a song called The Deserter, which is a tale of a young man who deserts from the army twice, is betrayed twice, and is eventually rescued from the firing squad. Fairport then do something called The Bridge Over the River Ash, and for it, all four of them take to the violin, and the thing comes to a rather odd and scratchy end, whereupon they go back to the electric instruments for another medley of four tunes, which they call The Lark in the Morning, and amongst the other tunes is the jig Toss the Feathers. And finally, they do Sir Patrick Spens, another epic tale, this one about a reluctant mariner. Here in concert, then, for Roxoff, and going straight in with Dirty Linen, is Fairport Convention.
Thank you very much. This is a folk song. Yes, a folk song. It's about a young man who gets drunk, and the next morning he's in the army. So he runs away. And it's called The Deserter.
They enlisted me and treated me till I did not know. And to the Queen's barracks they forced me to go. When first I deserted, I thought myself free. Until my cruel comrades informed against me, I was quickly followed after and brought back with speed. I was handcuffed and guarded, heavy irons put on me. Court martial, court martial. And guarded, heavy irons put on.
Court martial, court martial.
Then quickly was got,
and the sentence passed upon me that I was to be shot.
One, two, three, four.
First of the last is an instrumental. It's a medley. It's four separate tunes.
his mighty balls of
Then spoke a bonnie boy, sitting at the king's right knee. Sir Patrick Spence is the very best seaman that ever sailed upon the sea.
The king has written a broad letter, and he sealed it on with his own right hand, sending word unto Sir Patrick to come for him at his command.
A sign since we were born, a mean selfie and deadly storm.
They had not sent upon the demon day a day, but then it rained. Now the boisterous through the winds and found a noisy blue the sea.
All in her hand. Here's to you, my merry young men, for you'll not see dry land again.
Long may my lady stand with a lantern in her hand, before she sees my bonny boat come sailing homewards to Blythe.
40 miles of Rapparee, the water's in the fathom deep. There lies good Sir Patrick Spence with the Scots Lord on his
And Fairport Convention saying goodnight. Also, Herald's Rocks Off exit for tonight's concert edition.